A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora's Forum. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's several bilateral trade agreements with several countries.
When the West imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe, the country said it was now looking east, and there's been a number of so-called mega deals that the state media has touted over the years.
Sadly, though, there has not been any proof on the ground that these deals have yielded any positive results.
Just this week, President Mugabe was in Pretoria, South Africa, to attend the second South Africa-Zimbabwe Binational Commission. The commission last year came up with 5 bilateral agreements, but they did not come into fruition.
Tonight, we are also going to talk about bitcoins, a new way of transaction. To help us explain more about this new phenomenon, we have in-house guests who will be introduced later on.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Siyahlangana njalo balaleli labasibonayo kumabona kude igama ngu Chris Gande. Sihlangana ke kuhlelo lwethu Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke siphatha indaba ezimbili. Eyokuqala ke sikhangela izivumelwane eziningi uhulumende asezenzile lamanye amazwe, izivumelwane ezithiwa zona ngama bilateral trade agreements. Siyazi ukubana sikhuluma nje uMongameli Mugabe use South Africa lapho abakhulumisana khona lo mongameli Jacob Zuma, bekhulumisana ke ngendaba eziphathelane lokuthengiselana lokulungisisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe omabili wonala. Sizakhuluma njalo ngodaba lwendlela esikhona entsha ethiwa yona ngama bitcoins, imali indlela leyi ke sizaba labazasichasela esilabo lapha ababuyileyo abasivakatsheleyo Jonga.
Hongu ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri nevatariri vatinofarira zvikuru nekutsigira kwamunoramba muchiita zvirongwa zvestudio 7. Nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nyaya yezvibvumirano zviri kunyoreranwa pakati pehurumende yeZimbabwe nehurumende yeSouth Africa, tichibatawo zvibvumirano zvakanyoreranwawo neZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira vana China. Tinoona kuti nezuro kwanga kuine musangano mukuru muPretoria muSouth Africa pakati pemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nechikwata chemakurukota chavaifamba nacho nemutungamiri weSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma nechikwata chavo chemakurukota, musangano uri wekutarisa kudyidzana kuri pakati penyika mbiri idzi nezvibvumirano zvishanu zvikuru zvinonzi zvakanyoreranwa pamusangano iwoyo. Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti mazuva apfuura kune zvibvumirano zvinodarika 40 zvainyoreranwa pakati penyika mbiri idzi, asi pazvibvumirano izvozvo hapana zvati zvazadziswa. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinenge tichitarisa nhasi. Tichatarisawo nyaya yenzira itsva dzinoshandiswa zvikuru nenyika dzakatibudirirei mukubhadharana pachishandiswa anonzi mabitcoin. Tichange tiine vatiinavo vanyarikani vapinda muno mustudio medu kuti vange vachititsanangurira pamusoro pemashandiro anoita mari iyoyo kana kuti nzira dzekubhadhara dzinonzi bitcoin. Nekuti ndikangonzwa kuti coin nienda kufunga mari yemusho, ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichanzwa izvo Chris.
Yebo Jonga. Yes, tonight, like we said, we have a guest here, Mr. Christopher Mapondera. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, my colleague has just said right now, there is not much information about bitcoins, and you are the man from Bitmari. So can you tell our listeners out there what bitcoins are all about?
Okay, I think in the first place I want to put things into perspective. Mm-hmm. we are not selling Bitcoin, and we are not issuing Bitcoin as a currency anywhere, but we are using Bitcoin technology, or what they call blockchain technology, which is a financial technology, to see how it facilitates, you know, our development as a country. In this case, we are looking at its application in the remittances of money back home. And we feel that by using that technology, we'll be able to send money much cheaper than the current fees that we pay, you know, to send money home.
Mm-hmm. So briefly, can you say, supposing I've got $100 in my pocket and I want to send it home, can you just tell us the whole process?
Well, yeah, there are two stages that you follow. One, you've got to download what you call a Bitmari wallet. You can go to our bitmari.com website. It actually gives you the step-by-step, you know, for how to do it. Now, that wallet enables you to sign into what we call an exchange, where we then use the Bitcoin platform or the exchange, the blockchain platform. And then from there, we are able to send, you know, U.S. dollars at home. What I want to make clear is that it's just like the internet. When you write your email from your computer or from your phone, the other person receiving it there, you really don't know what happens in between. You don't know how many satellites, you know, that message is going through and so forth, and, you know, to get to the recipient. It's the same thing with the financial technology, you know, just like, you know, what when you send your money with the MoneyGram or Western Union, when you fill in your forms and, you know, put in your money, and the other guy on the other side fills in their form and collects their money. But what happens in between, you know, you don't care to know.
So, in a nutshell, no Bitcoins exchange hands here?
No. We only convert. I mean, like, if you want to have Bitcoins, you can do it through our exchange, okay? But the service that we are providing ourselves is to be able to remit money back home faster and cheaper. Just as an example to put things into perspective, Africans in the USA, we remit anywhere between $40 billion a year to Africa. And the average fees that we pay for that money is about 10%, which means $4 to $5 billion is paid in fees. And that's more than all the aid we get for the whole of Africa, you know, whether World Bank, IMF, and everything. So I've got to put things into perspective. So our belief is that if we can reduce the cost of sending money, it means our people can be able to send more money home, and also they can be able to retain more money.
So in Zimbabwe, you have agents there you work with?
Right. We got a license through our partner, Agribank. As you may know, Agribank has got 47 branches throughout the country. We feel they are a desirable partner to have, you know, because they've got outreach, you know, throughout the country, and also that they play a very significant role in the economy of the country, you know, which is agriculture-based, as you know. From our observation, I'll say probably the bulk of the monies that we send home are probably between $20 and $100, and maybe $200. Now, the way the whole economics of these remittances, the lower the amount of money you pay, the higher the fees they are. I mean, with whether it's MoneyGram or Western Union, they've got a minimum fee you pay. If you send $10 at home, you still pay $9.99. That's almost 100% in fees. If you send $50, you pay $9.99. That's almost 20%. Okay? Now, when you get to about $100, you pay like $12, $12 to $14. That's about 12% to 14%.
14%, yes.
Now, with the blockchain, you know, that we are introducing, we feel that cost could be brought down, you know, significantly, more by somewhere around 5% or something like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, which is quite
a reasonable,
significant, you know, drop. Mm. Also, if you observe, when the Latino population grew in the United States, they used to depend on some of these traditional money remittance organizations. But when they realized that they were being charged such exorbitant fees, they started forming their own remittance organizations, which brought those fees way, way down. And the former international remittance companies were forced to have to bring their fees down as well. So you find that today, basically, it is the most expensive to send money to Africa, which means we are basically subsidizing remittances going to other parts of the world. And I think that is something that we need to change.
Mm-hmm. So BitMari, does it only cater for Zimbabweans, or you have a broader...
Our thinking is to try and follow what other Zimbabwean companies have done. Like, for instance, Econet. They had a Zimbabwean license, you know, to go into telecommunications. Zimbabwe was their base, and making, you know, use of the manpower that we already have there, it was easy for them to grow within the country. Then after that, when they had sufficient mass, they started, you know, moving into other parts of Africa. BitMari, we consider ourselves a Pan-African organization that whilst our roots may be in Zimbabwe, but we see ourselves expanding to other parts of Africa as well.
Ningango kunetsa vamapondera mongo tsanangura zvimwe chete nechivanhu.
Oh, hapana chakai. Okay. Acho muchana kuti mutsauko watinawo nevamwe mukaenda kuharare nhasi kuma branches yeku Agribank. Munoona kuti ma placards edu kana ma posters edu ari muchindirere nemuchishona nemuchirungu. Because tiyetira kuti vanana ambuya kana ari kuningireke ndingati kumount Darwin kana kucholocho kuita sei tela anogona kuverengera nechirudzi chavo kana kuri kumatebele ndi anogona kuverengera nechindere kuti kunzi kunjani kuyahamba njalo so. Okay, kana ari kumount Darwin wo unenge uchitsanangurirwa nechingiriki nechivanhu. Saka zvatiri kuedza kuita ndezvo kuti titi kutumira mari kumusha kusave chinhu chinotora mari yakawanda kune munhu ari kutumira. Mari zhinji dzatotumira hadzina kuwanda kunyanya. $50, $20, $100. Ndo mari zhinji dzatotumira. Ndiona kana pandiri, namarequest andiwanzwa anonzi, yangu ya school fees. Ma school fees ya pamwe $30 or $39. Saka ubva ngotumira ichi, iri $50. But ukatumira iri $50 ine mafambiranga achiita zvinhu mazano, unobhadhariswa chi $9.99, which is almost 20%. 20% imari yakawandisa yauri kunge. Saka tiine BitMari, mutengo wekutumira mari kumusha unofanira kuti udzike. So in this case, you'd be paying something like $5 kuti utumire chi mari kumusha. Ukatumira iri $20, it will cost you just $1. To send money in gig, to send money at home. Okay? Mm. Then chose yachechi piri kuti tibatsire kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka izvi. Tine yatoti a float. Mari yatanga tumira yekuti kana mari yashomeka kubhanga, kunenge kuine mari yekuti munhu wasvika uchikonzi anasa hakuna ngiriki hakuna mari kana kwaita sei and so forth. We keep that in ngiriki, that float in yeah, in place. But kana pa tashika a certain time kuti mari kubuda ne mari ne kupinda zvinenge zvaita sei zvakufambirana. Asi mazuva ane kutanga anaya toziva kuti chi mari kunetsa kunhu kumosha. And we also kana munhu chingwa tumira atidi kuti usvike uchinzi chi nasi hakuna mari kwazoita sei and so forth. I think that is one model that we are using, you know, but yatisiyane nevamwe vangu vachiita basa rerudziro rwokumosha.
Totarisawo nyika yakaita seSouth Africa, kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda kwazvo. Mune mukanawo here wekuti rimwe gore kana mumwe mwedzi munozongoitawo zvimwe chete vari muSouth Africa vachikwanisawo kutumira mari kuZimbabwe muchishandisa vachishandisa iyo Bitcoin Bitmari?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Paris, you know, so utarakondaita kuti tine yatoti exchange facility kwaunogona kuchinja maUS dollars into Bitcoin and vice versa and so forth. Kana munhu South Africa ngatiti aine mabitcoin ake anogona kuita che download wallet ye ye Bitmari zvomupa ye access to our exchange organization. Inogona opinda chi into a system mari yake yoenda kumusha ya mangri ya ma US dollars.
Ngengakuzungani yabamba mbijani sindebele.
Ah, phela ngangixoxe isindebele ngangimnyani. Senkoshwa kakhulu.
Okay, abalaleli silo mnumzana Mapondera lapha u Christopher Mapondera ngomunye wabasungula inkampani ethiwa yona Bitmari. Usichasisele lapha ukubana iBitmari ayisiyo iBitcoin, ayisiyo mali ngokwayo ukuthi uyayibamba, hayi indlela abayisebenzisayo yokuthi nxa ufuna ukuthi uthumeze imali kungakudleli kakhulu, ingabi indleko enkulu njengokutsho kwakhe ukuthi yena kukhanya abantu abathumeza imali e-Africa ingafika yona 4 to 5 billion. Imali engayinceda kakhulu izwekazi le-Africa, kodwa imali eqinisala ngapha emazweni ngoba abantu babethumeze basebenzisa yena leyana imali. Ye, ay, siyabonga kakhulu Tatenda. Thank you so much. So we are having your partner, right?
Yeah, we've got the lady organization that we are working with. Let me just goes very briefly on okay. Why we're blockchain technology can be applied into so many areas. For instance, you know, at home, as you are aware, you know, we've got this command agriculture where government, you know, gives out, you know, inputs and so forth. And at times it can be a very arduous situation to try and account for each and every one of the, you know, inputs that were given. Now, what we did to test the application, you know, for blockchain, we worked with a women's organization. This is an organization of about 12,000 women scattered all over the country. It involved, you know, peasant women, A1 farmers, A2 farmers, and so forth. So what we did was to raise some money and say, okay, we'll give you money, but we are taking a purely business approach. If we give you $2,000, we want you to be able to return that $2,000, but you'll be showing that you have made some profit, and then that $2,000 is used to support the next group. Mm-hmm. Now, in such a situation, you've got a number of stakeholders. You've got ourselves as Bitmari, you know, supplying the funds. And then you've got Agribank, you know, the bank that would disperse the funds. Then you've got the beneficiary. Mm-hmm. And then in this case, you'd have, let's say, a stock feed supplier for women who want to go into chicken feed and so forth, okay? Now, with the blockchain technology, it is easy to be able to track how that money is going or moving. If the lady, we also taught these ladies how to utilize their cell phones to utilize that particular technology. So all they do is to go to the supplier and say, okay, we need $200 worth of chicken feed.
Chicken food.
They, you know, they plug in their numbers and so forth. And then the supplier, we also taught him how to utilize the system. So they will identify the group's number, and then they say, okay, here's your account, you're taking so much out. Then that goes to the bank, and then the bank knows, okay, the supplier has supplied $200 worth of stuff. And then we also are able to see that, okay, Lady so-and-so, she has collected $200 worth of supplies from this. And then the bank sees that, and then they can pay and so forth. Okay, so this is what we have done with these ladies. You know, I mean, some of them, I mean, they are of such diverse background, and some actually had the sight of a smartphone. And, you know, to be able to, you know, adapt to that kind of technology and so forth, you know, and that was our best user case, you know, that we have had.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So we'll be talking to your partner.
Ah, okay. He can remain seated. Maybe he may also want to participate in our next discussion while we prepare for the lady there. Just reminding our listeners and viewers that we are also discussing about the second session of the Binational Commission between South Africa and Zimbabwe that took place yesterday in South Africa and Pretoria. And during the talks, the two heads of state exchanged views on a wide range of bilateral, regional, and international issues of mutual interest. And also, the two presidents reviewed bilateral relations and expressed dissatisfaction with the state of those relations. This is a communique issued by the South African government. But we will discuss that. Chris, we have a listener, I think.
Yes, we have Master Ngwenya. Kunjani Ngwenya?
Ngiyaphila ba.
Yes, ungasiphathisa kuhlelo.
Yebo, ngikhuluma ngalam di ayenzakalayo lokhu njani eSouth Africa neZimbabwe.
Yeah,
amahle kakhulu ama-deals lawa, mara inkinga ukuthi thina sabantu basema-seven land sesi-sideline we too much. Ngoba zovuna nje iharare lezi zinto zongena. Uyabona?
Yeah.
Kuna abantu basiharare kwaphela. Thina kuthiwa sifundanga, sinzanga lokhu, asinzanga lokhu. Sasakubona sesisekela nenkosi le ebekwayo. Uyabona? Sithi ngamani siamaNdebele sizimele sibe nezwe lethu.
Ngoba
la ma-deals aso avuna kuphela abantu basemarara.
Aha, kodwa ubona ungani azaphathisa njani ilizwe ikakhulu siyabona ukuthi ngomnyaka odluleyo bake bakhuluma bathi kulama deals azabe khona ubona ungani azaphathisa yini okwakathesa.
Yebo, ezongiba implementa kahle azolusebenza, kodwa inkinga futhi angithi corruption kodwa sakhe yabona.
Okay,
ayayijekwa igebengo lama deals la. End up as a son mula nje idlanzana labantu.
Hayi
sithoni impela.
Yeah. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ngokusiphathisa ukuhlela.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
John. Sure.
Thank you.
Chris Taita Mnyarikani vapinda muno mstudio. Ndinoimba kuti zvinganakira vateereri nevatariri. Amai tikakuchingamidzai muzvitaura kuti ndimani munoshanda nesangano ripi mune chigaro chipi.
Ndinotenda zvikuru zita rangu ndinonzi Fides Mashawidza. Ndinomirira bato ratinoshanda naro, organization yatinoshanda nayo inonzi Women Farmers Land and Agriculture Trust, WIFLA, tiri kumusha kuZimbabwe.
Saka matotitsika muchibva kumusha kuZimbabwe.
Tato kutsika ichibva kumusha ndakasvika nesatati.
Zvinofadza, zvinokudzwa. Tatichitaura navamapondera pamusoro peurongwa kana pesangano ravo ravanoshanda naro nezvarinoita. Vakabatawo nyaya yekuti riri kubatsira madzimai zvikuru vari mumaruwa, vari mumapurazi madiki nemapurazi makuru. Mungatsanangura mashandira amuri kuita nekubatsirwa kwamuri kuitwa neBitmari.
Ndatenda neBitmari takatanga kushanda tese makuru 1.5 years, tani 18 months to 24 months tiri kushanda tese. taka tirikushanda tichiita kuti isusu bato redu re Women Farmers Land and Agriculture Trust WIFLA tiri bato remadzimai aka we are pamwe chete we may be constituted after the land reform taka we are after the land reform chikonzero taka vatiripo ndechekuti icho pakapera land reform actually tichitanga takati zvokune 20% yemadzimai gawane land pakanga pachiitwa land redistribution saka isu takazotorawo mukana wokuti titsvage kuti a study kuti tione kuti 20% madzimai akanga apuwa era akwana 20% also kuti madzimai aya vakanga vapuwa land yacho vakanga vari kuishandisa chii vakanga vapuwa ifu also kuti matambudziko vakanga vari kusangana nawo ndeapi saka ndo pakazobuda organization iyoyi yatinoti Women Farmers Land and Agriculture Trust saka basa redu isusu ratinoita nderekuti tibatsire madzimai kuti vawane zvibatiso zvekushandisa ingava mari ingava equipment yekushandisa zvese zvavangada kana irrigation ndo patakazoita ukama nebit mari nekuti tatiri kutsvaka mari yekuti tibatsire madzimai kuti agone kushandisa minda yavainayo saka vebit mari vakauya vaine urongwa wakati siyane ni watataka jaira tataka jaira kupuwa mari ye madona ya munenge mango puwa yobva yobva yangu amuite account for it ne bit mari wakawaya wachita aiwa isu tiri investor tiri kuuya tichiita zvebusiness
tinoda kuona pawadyara
pawadyara wobva wakuwa wobva watengesa toona kuti pabuda ndikada kuti zvakatitorei nguva zvichiri kutora nguva kuti tigone kupinda mazviri asi ndakaona chiri icho chinhu chakanakisa zvikurusa nekuti that is what was lacking kuti tajaira kupuwa mahandouts which were crippling us tatotadza kana kufamba kuenda mberi so ndozva kuita ne bitmari ezvino tine program yedu yatinawo nayo inonzi accelerator accelerator ine 100 women so tine 100 women accelerator program 100 women vari muma groups of 10 vari muma groups of 10 vari kuita ma projects akasiyana siyana vamwe vari kuita madomasi vamwe vari kurima seed maize vamwe vari kuita huku vamwe vari kuita muriwo depending nekuti vari kupi kunyanya vari muma peri urban vari kuita ma vegetables because market iri paduze yavanonotengesa ma rep chaiyo chaiyo rugare nemadomasi varipo vari auto vamwe ndo vari kuita ma seed maize vane minda mikuru vakagona kuita ma 2 hectares nevari kuita chibage aka ni vari kuita fresh maize green maize ni vanorimawo zvakasiyana siyana saka madzimai edu iye zvinezvi vazhinji vakakuwa vamwe vari kukuwa vamwe vari kudyara asi tiri kutarisira kuti kupera kwaNovember tinenge taakugona kuti tione kuti mari yatakapiwa kutangisa nayo tadzorera here kuti kana yadzokera tigoramba iri kuenda zvekuti vamwe futi ehe
Amero Chris ngambo kanda mbunzo.
You can talk in English?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the difference between what you are doing and Command Agriculture?
Command Agriculture is a government program. Yes, it's a government program. It's run by the government and we are also participating in the Command Agriculture. Yes. Where we see the linkage is what we were talking about when I said that this is we have a business model with Bitmari, which is what I see is what the government has now done to pick up a business model to say that what they've been given they will pay back, and this is exactly what we are doing. And what we want to say is even with Command Agriculture and ourselves, they're paying back. I see something that you will say, if you don't pay back, we are coming to take away your stove and your fridge or your pot. No, it's something that we have agreed to. So that's the difference between the Command Agriculture and the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But madzimai anosarudzwa sei kuti vapinde muzvirongwa izvozvo?
Madzimai kusarudza kwedu we are a membership organization. Mm-hmm. Tine ma members, about 12,000 members. Saka tinoenda kuma provinces, tiri ma provinces ese eZimbabwe ari 10. Saka uma province imomo tine ma representative edu vamiririri vedu ndo vatakati kuvamiriri vedu tirikuda kuti muuye nemadzimai 10 vanoforma group saka vamiriri vedu ndo vakasarudza madzimai ikoko vaitarisa madzimai wo takanyanya kuti tiwane vari panzvimbo imwe chete pajgo nepajgo kuitira kuti vawane mabatirano vari pamwe chete. That was one of the criteria, but also kuti iye ane munda waanogona kuti akanokumbira baba vari kushandana baba vaibvumirwa kuti aiwa pinda yenyu muchirongwa. Saka madzimai akapinda muchirongwa.
Chirongwa chakanaka.
Yeah, so you know, Zimbabwe right now, people are complaining of money, you know, you go to the bank, there's no money and so forth. So what do you think when you look at this the blockchain thing that you're doing compared to the situation?
This is very good, because what we are looking for and what we are looking at, which is maybe the main reason why I am here, is when we are working with Bitmari, they do crowdfunding. And we are looking at that situation whereby would have finances coming so that they will come through the Bitmari program. And when they come through the Bitmari program, is what Mr. Mapondera said earlier on, that we have a float in the bank, that each when the money comes, you'll be able to get your money in cash and in US dollars. So this is where we are. We see working with Bitmari going to really improve the situation of access to cash. But also the other thing that we are doing is instead of having the cash as it is, with Bitmari, the money is transferred into the supplier's account. So what the farmer does is goes to the supplier and they pick up their inputs and they are ready to go.
Farmer, angatotengesa ma inputs.
Mari haichapinda umaoko mafama. Fama ndori mwira hariri dambudziko. Kuti tikapuwa mari yomboenda kunobhadhara school fees. Yotadza kuzoita.
Yotadza kuita zvainofanira kunge ichiita.
Izvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru amai mashawidza. Amero kana mune mai mashoko amungasiira madzimai vari kunze. Kana isu vana baba. Nekuti tine chibva tatowanawo ipapa panourayirwa vamwe. Tubva tawanawo zvinokwanisa kuvaka misha yedu.
Ini mashoko andingasiyira ndeyekuti mufunge kurima kunonakidza. Taona even vana vadiki iye zvino vana vedu vaakupinda mukunorima. Chiri chinhu chiri kutifadza nekuti taakuona kuti minda iyaya hatichatya kuti zvinoti neisiirani nekuti vana vaakuona vachigonawo kurima. Endi taakukumbira kuti dai zvaibvira vari kuno vanogona kushandisa Bitmari vagona kutumira mari kumusha, nekuti ikauya mari neBitmari isusu tinogonawo kuwana mari yekushandisa mukurima.
So when you are looking at the viability of the projects, do you look at that like, for example, I'm a woman and maybe I want to go into tobacco farming, yet I've never done it. What kind of mechanisms are there to support that kind of project?
Most of the Zimbabwe has always been it's an agrarian country where agriculture is been part of us. So we've got a system in the country whereby we have agronomists, be they government trained agronomists, government employed agronomists, or agronomists from the private sector. So you find like those who are doing tobacco, most of the companies that are doing tobacco have got agronomists there who will train you. But we are also training our women, those who want to go into any type of production, whether they want to do tobacco, they want to do sweet potatoes, we organize training for them that they are trained before they can embark on the project they are going to be doing.
Interesting. Valaleli, lapo sizwa, sitshelwa ke ngenhlelo eziyenzwa inkampani yeBitmari iyaphathisa omama liyamuzwa lapho yasitshela ukubana bayancediswa kakhulu ukundawo ezizetshiyeneyo ezokulima jonga
pamwe amaye mazhavidzo anogona kukhuluma
Andikwanisi.
Aiwa ndizvo zvino kuti hanzi hapana ino kumira iripo au kumirwe nemumwe saka tingangoti achiturikira imuchitaura megazi. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru amai Mazhawidza kumushande kupi?
Kuwedza.
Kuwedza. Mm. Ah, Mashonaland East aiwa zvakanaka isusu tiri kwamurewa saka tipajwa. Tinobva tangodyidzana tichitumirawo madzimai edu achidzidziswa kurima.
Aiwa tinozvitenda province ndeimwe chete.
Ndizvozvo. Aiwa maita basa zvikuru. Tinoimba kuti vateereri vachange vachitotinetsa kuti tokubatai sei. Ndizvozvo. Thank you so much.
Munga maybe munga gona kutaura kuti mobatika sei vanoda kubatsirwa. Where do they go?
Okay, vanoda kubatsirwa vanotiwana pa numbers noti that's cell number 0773 422 917 0773 422 917. Kana pa email yedu inoti wflatrust@gmail.com. wflatrust@gmail.com.
Pakaoma. Nokuti vana baba tikaita zvekutamba tasiiwana naamai. Ndobvotarisa hangu ndofunga tasarwa ne 30 seconds kuti mungoti dimu pane nyaya dzinonyanyonetsa dzekurima. Ana amai vanenge vapinda muzvirongwa zvakaita sechamuina chechi. Panguva yekukohwa baba otora zvinobva mukurima. Tinomboona mai matambudziko akadaro achiuya. Muri kusangana nawo here munhu agadzirisa sei?
Ayo ndo matambudziko akanyanya atinosangana nawo. Kana izvozvi pachirongwa ichochi. Muchirotanga chiri chirongwa chaana amai. Chaita chaana amai amai vanyoresa. Ndikatokuratidza ipapa ndinendine mapicture ekuti tinoti titumirewo mapicture ebasa ramuri kuita kuminda. Unoona baba varivo vari pamberi manje. Kana kwangonzi kwaane mari, kana kusati kwaane mari kune kwakanaka. Kana kwakuitwa mari munonzwa mai vari kutaura kuti atazoitaenda kubhengi. Ndikazoenda perekedzwa nababa. Baba vanenge vava kuvaperekedza kuenda kubhengi, vava kuda kunobata home. Saka tinei tichiencourage madzimai kuti itai bank account regroup, not bank account ramai. Rikaramba riri ramai tinozonzwa mari yachona isisiko nababa. Saka ndo matambudziko atichinawo. Even if hurumende yedu yakatisunungura semadzimai, asi hatisati tagona kuti vana baba vaunzwisise vagashire kusununguka kwedu kuti tigogonawo kuita sei kushanda tichibudirira tiri pamwe chete. Asi ndoda kungovatenda hangu pari zvino kuti ivo kumbobvumira madzimai mai kuti angomboshandawo muzvirongwa zvakadai zvinhu zvinotendeka.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru amai Mazhawidza. Regai timbotora tine muteereri. Tina mukoma Donald vari kusouth Africa. Mukoma Donald makadi? Mukoma Donald.
Halo mukoma Jonga, muri seko?
Ndakasimba mukoma. Makasimbawo. Ndi mukoma Mamboma herawo?
Ndivo mukoma. Makasimba, muri seko? Mukoma Grizi.
Ndiri right. How are you?
I'm fine, chaizvo. Ndofara kuti vaneni.
Mazuva apera mamusingawanike, mamanonyorisa kuvhota here?
Aiwa, ndari kuno. Hai, necho chinenge chingonetsa dzimwe dzenguva. Ndachingovakura, handisati ndaenda.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya dziri kukurukurwa. Tataura nenyaya yebit mari. Nerubatsiro rwairi ruri kupa sangano iroro kutumira mari kumusha pamwe chete nekubatsira madzimai kurima. Tine nyayawo yemusangano wakaitwa neZuro pakati paPresident Mugabe naPresident Jacob Zuma vekuSouth Africa nenyaya dzezvibvumirano zvekudyidzana kwenyika mbiri idzi. Taurai nyaya murikuda kukurukura.
Haini yangu ndoda kutaura ndezvemaagreements ari kungonyoregwa nguva anyoregwana nangunyoregwana makore namakore. Zvakona nalukisi polisi mukoma Jonga, ndofunga munotenderani. Hazvina chazvakabudisa patova nemakore kubva paland reform program pachinzi lukisi polisi. Hatichatadza, hatichazvidzanewo kumaviri, hatakuenda kuna China nekuna Asia, hakuna chakauya. Ndo chokwadi. Hatina vakaenda vakaendako vakadzokerazve, vakaenda nemadelegation akawanda chaizvo, asi hatina chatakaona vachidzoka nacho. Pane maagreements akaenda vaenda kuBelarus, vaenda kuRussia, vaenda vari kukoshesa ukana hwezombo zana AK-47 zvakare nezvo zvisina kana chazvichabatsira nyika pari zvino mukoma Jonga. Hapana chatinowana. Otherwise, if they can go to Anga to Hizana Nikata, Kanga, Zingo, Hizana, Zuana, America, Kari, Larutu Basira. Even though Panama sanctions, as you go on the Panama, you don't want to pay for you don't want to America. Gatta, my USM, my ambassador, I say, I should buy the USM, but even Gibasira, Omnikama, Gadi, Nim Chandra Panguana, Pikito. You don't have to go on to you and America, Migamed. You don't have to go to Kamehu, but nobody's going to come out, not to Pakan. Yang agak tua kan madam, mana mukadam sama madam. Esok rumah menteri engagement area, saya dengan guru saya engagement area ya. Madam, jangka tuile jaya kalau pun ini kampanye nama dogau. Jadi kita mesti jodoh jalan ni kan. Angkat sana pun pun di bisnes jualan bisnes. Asal itu jelas nusul fong. I create environment yang kiri kondisi bisnes. Lagi lagi kita cipta panjang. Karena dok nanti guru tu bisnes ni kan aku kata. Jadi mana guru mesram musor, tapi pas nak jadi nombor orang jenis bisnes ni kan koma. Kadang burang agak, nazar nanti pas sama. Kutepeza maari shoma ilipo wa shifamba wa shinda konyore na zifumirano. Azina sasino uisa zifumirano. Takata suura azina. Apana kana ngangani mbo diwa azina. Kukwazo zana luku isi polisi. Aume niye sigo.
Aywa andofunga maita basa mkoma. Anzi wani nzi joku nzuwa wanzuwa. Erika itipi wangu mkana. Maita basa chukuru mkoma Donald.
Maita basa mkoma chonga.
Mora la shakanaka.
Ani miwe kuko.
Okay, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, joining us again from Bitmari, we have Mr. Sinclair Skinner. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, we had a lesson today about Bitcoin. It's something that's not that isn't caught up, especially in Zimbabwe. So can you just give us what your thoughts about how people can, benefit from Bitmari?
Yeah, I think Bitmari is what we're going to do is change how the African diaspora interacts with each other. What we want to do, our catchphrase is decolonize your life. We want to bring Africans together no matter where they live and or where they're originally from. And we think Zimbabweans represent some of the most sovereign African people that we can work with. So you guys have the most amount of control over your country. You guys don't ask D.C., is it okay to do something, or London, or Paris. You guys have some of the most sovereignty out of all the African countries that I've visited. And I've visited maybe about 15 different countries. And in that time period, we're trying to figure out ways that we can basically reconnect. So my co-founder is Zimbabwean, Mr. Christopher Mapendera, also a mentor. And me being an African-American, most of these tech startups don't have that combination. You think about all these years that we as Africans, indigenous African, African-American, we should come together and do something amazing. And we can leverage the marketplace of the United States. We can leverage the capital in the United States as African-Americans. And we can leverage the resources in Zimbabwe and the intellectual capacity. Again, you guys have some of the most probably educated black men in the world. If you made black men a subset of every country, I bet the black men and women in Zimbabwe per capita are more educated in Zimbabwe than probably any other country in the world. Save Nigeria got a lot of folks. But if you just look per capita, you guys take $5 and do a lot more to educate folks. In America, we're spending billions of dollars, and JoJo and Ray Ray can't read. So I think in a real way, there are a lot of things that we can benefit from a real exchange between African Americans and indigenous Africans, particularly in Zimbabwe. And through Bitcoin, it allows us a way to communicate and engage each other and do transactions across borders. Your country, who's gone through hyperinflation and opened up to a multi-currency regime. I always tell people in your country, a 10-year-old child knows the difference between 100 rand and $100. I had to go to college to figure out Forex. So there's a lot of sophistication that we don't, unfortunately, I think, and don't take this wrong, I think Zimbabweans are too glass half empty. You know, you guys have a lot going for you, have done so much in spite of all the things that have been around. Y'all less than 40 years as a country. If you look at any other country after 40 years of independence, where have they been? They would never have been able to say they've been able to accomplish as much as you have done with the resources and issues you face. So I think, again, for our, as far as Bitcoin or any technology, Zimbabwe is a perfect place to leverage technology in a meaningful way, because you have the population that's educated. It's really hard to talk about developing any type of software if you don't have a base of educated people to draw from. And you guys have been doing that for 37 years. So it's not something you can just like start this year and say, okay, we're going to try to get everybody educated. You guys have been opening universities. I mean, if you look at what you guys probably produced, the brains that have basically provided the professional class for the SADC region for the last 20 years. If you go to any other country in the SADC region, many of those professionals end up being Zimbabwean. And as an African-American, I didn't know. That was in Namibia. And I'm talking to engineers, and where are you from? Oh, they're from Harare or Bulawayo. I'm like, wait a minute. And so my point is, I think your biggest export has been brilliant brains. I think as an African-American, we need to do more to collaborate with indigenous Africans. And I think, like one of our projects, we're actually bringing on Zimbabweans who are in America to help us with the projects that we're doing. And we want to be able to provide even job opportunities here in the States for Zimbabweans. A lot of the students that are matriculate to universities, we want to allow them access to technology to keep them in the country so they can actually help with what's going on in building out this platform.
Mm-hmm. But looking at how the economy is performing in Zimbabwe, how do you see Bitmari helping resuscitate the economy?
Yeah, I think if you look at the economies in many countries, if you make the people that look like us the subset, let me say another way. If you looked at the black community in America, I would probably say Zimbabwe might be performing better than the black community in America in some ways. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everywhere I've gone, be it Jamaica, be it the Dominican Republic, Haiti, when you look around in these countries and the people that look like us, how are we faring financially? Are we at the top or are we in the bottom? And I'm tired of going around to these countries and seeing people that look like me at the bottom. So, again, I think what you guys have been able to do in Zimbabwe, dealing with your financial crisis is a real issue, but it's a real issue that's facing more people in the world than you might realize. And if we can solve those problems in Zimbabwe, I think it helps inform other black folks in other parts of the world on ways that they can do that. Let me say another way. With all the problems you guys have in Zimbabwe, you're probably the only African country where the telcos are controlled by indigenous people. If you go to most African countries, most Caribbean countries, none of them have any locally indigenous-owned telcos. Your hotels. When I look at Jamaica, you would think all the tourists that come there, all those hotels are controlled by Europeans. Now you go to Zimbabwe, the banks, the hotels at the end of the day are controlled and operated by indigenous black people. Even in America, as wealthy football players, we're talking about the NFL. How many of those NFL players could own a hotel? Almost none. What you guys have shown is that it is hard to have sovereignty. To control your own destiny is difficult. But I'd rather be a free man with less money than a slave with a whole bunch of stuff. And I think what you guys are showing is that it is a process. It's not an overnight process. But the hardest thing to do is to get power, is to get sovereignty, to actually control something. And in America, as African Americans, we still have failed. We don't own any car manufacturing facilities. We don't own any hotels. We don't own any airlines. If you look at African Americans as a subset of American population, you know, Zimbabwe would be more of a model of how to try to get control of your own community. So, again, I think it's not about looking at Zimbabwe for all the negatives. It's about looking at the positives in Zimbabwe, looking at the positives in the United States, and seeing how can we work together. You can teach me about running a hotel because I ain't got anybody in America running a hotel, and I might be able to teach you about how to leverage marketplaces. So I think it's a collaboration. I think Zimbabweans have nothing to be ashamed of. You guys do more to have – sovereignty is the only reason why you have a country in the first place. You guys have the most when I talk to your people that live in your country and I bring up racism, they think it's a conspiracy. Oh, there's no racism. Because in your country, the police don't even have guns. Like, there's no other country in the world where you have a high population of black folks that does not sidearms being carried by the police. You're the only country in the entire world, not in Africa, in the entire world with a high population of black folks where the police got sticks. Now, I'm not saying that I don't like police anywhere. Okay, I'm an American, so you know I don't like police because they do bad things to us. But if your police decide to do something bad, all they can do is stick their hand out and pull out a club. You know what happens in America, and you brothers are living in America, it could happen to you.
But, you know, in the UK, the police are not armed, too.
No, but again, remember I said populations where there's a high percentage of black people. Europeans don't necessarily use guns against each other. But if you follow what I just said, you go to any country with a high population of people that look like us, all of them except for one have guns. One more time. The majority of the people that live in the UK are Europeans. There's a very small minority of people who are black. Okay. If you go to Jamaica, if you go to Bahamas, if you go to any other country with a majority or even over 20% of the population looks like us, the police will have guns. All I'm trying to say is if you guys can police each other without guns, somebody should write a book about that and give it to the police departments in the United States because they need to learn how to treat black people in a way where they can actually serve and protect with a club. Now, again, that's not saying that police wouldn't hit us with clubs, but look, I could live to tell another story about that. You shoot me, I'm gone. So again, I'm just saying every population has pros and cons. What we need to do as a human family is say, okay, what are you guys figured out? You guys figured out to police each other without shooting each other? Cool. Let's take what you've learned from that. Well, we figure out these other things. And we can do technology exchange. We figured out Bitcoin. This is what we know about Bitcoin. You guys figured out how to make sure that indigenous people control their telcos or you know, banks. In America, we don't have that many black banks. You guys probably have the highest percentage of indigenous-owned banks than any other African country. How did y'all do that? Mm-hmm. How can we use that as a model as African Americans to figure out how we can control some of our finances? We got all these mega churches, but guess what? They put all their money in banks where the people who are controlling them aren't interested in the black community. Mm-hmm. We need to learn from Zimbabwe.
Now, from what you are saying, what do you think can be done to make Zimbabwe a leading tourist destination? Given what you are just saying about everything there, and we also have the Victoria Falls and other tourist attractions.
Masiatunya, the smoke that thunders. I actually got engaged at Masiatunya in a helicopter. I told my wife if she had said no, I would have jumped out. But I think one of the ways we can do that is we as African Americans need to do a better job of learning more about the continent. Now there's so many websites and groups of African Americans traveling, but we still aren't very, like, black people in America are a product of American foreign policy. Like, we wouldn't even be here but for a bad foreign policy that took place a couple hundred years ago. So in many ways, I think we can get more African Americans involved if we start the conversation. One of the things that with Mr. Mapendera and I, we're going on a tour right now of historically black colleges talking about Bitcoin, Zimbabwe, and I think a lot of it's education. Many of our people, the things I just said, didn't even know about that. So when you talk to black businessmen, if I told them, you know, there's a country where almost the majority of the banks are controlled by indigenous people, they wouldn't know about it. And the fact that it's not just tourism to go look at some lions and elephants. I mean, God bless our lions and elephants. But as an African-American, what's more intriguing and interesting is to be able to go to a country where the actual mechanisms of power and control and commerce are controlled by indigenous African people. And in many ways, that's interesting. So we even talked about some things related to ecotourism. You know, there are African countries where people control agriculture, but in your country, some of the best lands are controlled by indigenous Africans. If we can create, and there's some folks trying this, if we could create a crowdfunding contract farming where we can leverage money that African Americans have, like professionals, with the actual hardworking professionals in Zimbabwe, where we can use that as capital. So in America, it's hard to find an investment for $3,500 with any meaningful return. But we don't have any farms. They ran us off the farms, and we went to the city, and we got stuck in their city. So in many ways, what you guys have access to are things that African Americans no longer really have the ability to do. Well, that's fine. Let's take the African American person who's in marketing, who's a general manager somewhere at a large company. Let's have them invest in African agricultural projects, and then we can do it collectively. And so now when we come visit, it's not just looking at elephants and monkeys. We're actually going to do some ecotourism. Mm-hmm. So I think as African-Americans, it's a different responsibility. It's just like when Jewish folks go back to Israel. They don't go looking for camels. Mm-hmm. They actually go and do a cultural exchange, and they do a technical, and they do business. Mm-hmm. We need to have the same level of sophistication with the only sovereign African country probably left on the continent. We as African Americans should be doing more to even affect foreign policy. Just being in your studio, I didn't realize that, again, our tax dollars are paying for services like Voice of America. How many African Americans have said, look, let's make sure we get Zimbabwe a voice. Let's make sure we increase the budget in Zimbabwe. We're ignorant. So we need more of the, like your country is probably the only place I've ever seen where black folks still believe they can read the newspaper. Like, there's like 8 newspapers on every corner in Zimbabwe, man. No one reads the newspaper. You're in D.C. Look, show me a corner right now where you see some newspapers being sold. Not one.
Mr. Skinner, there's a one of our listeners here. His name is Muso Banzi. He sent a message. He says, all the Zim brains, which is the Zimbabwe brains, left the country. That's why ZANU-PF is doing Umtanda. I don't know what Umtanda is, but he says, not true that Zimbabweans live better than African Americans. I've been in this country for 30 years. This is in America. And I've never seen an African American walking barefooted or half naked, which we have a lot of in Zimbabwe. That's one of our listeners who sent this message. What do you say?
Well, I would say he'd probably never been to D.C. before. If he hasn't seen an American walking around with barefooted, we got folks, I mean, just coming in up. I had people panhandling on the way to your studio. In America, what's the travesty again? In a country that's allegedly so wealthy that there's such a unfortunate underclass, and it's not by, you know, accident that many of those people look like us. That's the point. As Americans.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, we have another listener who is on the line. We have Kugarika Masanga in South Africa. How are you, sir? Hello? Comrade Kugarika Masanga? Oh, he has left. Okay.
What's happened is, and this is what we failed, there's a propaganda thing going in America. We don't show the negative parts of America. If it wasn't for the video phone, many people wouldn't know about police killing people. This thing about, some people think this just started recently. No, we just started recently having cameras on our phones. So when people say, oh, I've been in America and I haven't seen anybody run around barefoot and hungry, well, there's plenty of homeless shelters, which means these people don't have no place to live. We got plenty of orphanages with people in America. We got old folks' homes. We got things that really show that there's a problem. But what we don't do, we don't have someone putting that in people's faces. So what I'm trying to say is all these countries, every single one has problems, including Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time. It was very nice talking to you, listeners. That was Mr. Sinclair Skinner from Bitmari. We also had Mrs. Mashawitza, also from Bitmari, and Christopher Mapondera, the co-founder from Bitmari. And we would like to thank our listeners and callers who managed to get through, and also those who didn't. Please keep trying until we meet next week. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.